1907. And where were you born? Like, what area?
In Surrey County.
That's okay.
Eldora Township.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay. This is interview number one, and we are here in Ms. Riddle's house, and I'm doing this tape for Surrey County Historical Society. It's been a real rainy morning, but the sky is real blue, and you can see the Blue Ridge from here. Mm-hmm. It's just all around.
Yeah.
That you can see. Did you all have much rain last night?
Well, it just poured.
Did it?
Somebody, this morning, did it?
Somebody said it almost an inch. In the night. Well, I met you about 2 weeks ago up at the Quilters Guild in Mount Airy. And just tell me how you got interested in quilting. Tell me about that a little bit.
Oh, I quilted all my life, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been quilting. I think I quilted some for, of course I did, before we married. And then when I married, I had quilts to keep warm.
Mm-hmm. You said yesterday when I dropped by that now we sort of make maybe fancier quilts or take time, but way back it was a matter of keeping warm.
It sure was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you make the quilts out of, like you or your
mama? We made them out of flour sacks. Saved every flour sack or anything like that.
Yeah.
We dyed them and chicken feed sacks and chop sacks, anything like that. And we'd dye them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd make the quilts. My mama used to make, she'd draw a roll of cotton.
She did?
Uh-huh. And she would sit and card that cotton, you know, and pack it up by and see just now how it looked. Just pretty bunches of it.
Oh, my.
And I did have a quilt here that she made the cotton for, but I think it's gone now. It's wore out, I think.
My goodness. So the weather was not too cold around to grow some cotton?
No, she always, once a time she'd grow a roll of cotton.
My goodness.
And then she would card it, you know, and fix it and make, put quilts. And I know after I married, she'd give me enough to put in a quilt one time.
My goodness. So you, when you were growing up, you watched her quilting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
When I did they have quiltings at home, at your house?
Yeah. That have quiltings and then have a frolic at night.
Tell me about the frolic. Tell me more about that.
Of course, I can't remember. I was a little girl then.
Mm-hmm.
But the quiltings, they put something up on the ceiling, you know, and hang that quilt on a rope.
Ah.
And then at night when they draw it up there, it gets out of the way.
My goodness.
And I was at somewhere the other day, and they had one fixed that way. Now, I cannot think where it was.
You mean
cross the mountain. Cross the mountain.
Yeah, where was that? You mean, like, what place?
It's the other side of, close to Hillsville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she said she'd quilt a quilt for me.
My, and they'd, so they'd have this contraption hanging down from
the
ceiling.
Yeah, they had these. Yeah,
like a pulley, like on a hay rake.
They put them things up there, little old iron rings or something, you know.
Yeah.
Fix them in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put these ropes on the quilting frames on each corner, you know.
Yeah.
And at night, then when one the quilting wanted them up out of the way, they just pulled it up there in the face.
My goodness,
got out of the way.
Well, what happened at the frolic? Like who came? You had music and dancing.
Of course, I was a little girl then, and my brother was home, you know, my brothers, they was grown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can remember sitting on a little old step and watching them dance, you know, when I was a little girl.
What kind of dancing were they doing?
They made was that Virginia Reel?
Virginia Reel they were doing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Would they have was that inside or out, like on a
inside.
Porch?
Inside. No, inside the house. It'd always be, most always in the winter or something.
Yeah. Yeah. When I've heard people would push the furniture back.
Yeah.
How did you see it?
Well, that's the way they do it. They push it back. Move it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was the floor like, the dance stone?
Well, it was just a hard floor. And it wasn't slick like they are now, no.
Just a
but
plank.
You know, I went to dances too, but after I grew up.
Tell me about that. Where did you go and what kind of music? What kind of playing music?
Well, we had the Virginia Reels then. And,
yeah.
But I didn't go to many after we married. We went to a few before.
Yeah. Who played the music? Say, going way back to the frolics after the quilting.
Well, I don't remember who made the music, but they'd play a fiddle, you know, and a banjo and all that. You know,
yeah.
I don't, just different men, you know, where I could do that made the music.
Or was it mostly men playing the
yeah.
fiddle and the banjo?
Yeah, all men. Back then.
Did any women ever?
No, play? They didn't. No women make the music. It's all
right?
The women. All men.
Uh-huh. Who did the cooking? What did y'all eat and have for the frolic?
I don't remember. They didn't serve things back then like we do now.
Oh, just music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
the dancing. Yeah.
Neighbors and the people there for
yeah.
the quilting. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Invite everybody all around to come to a dance.
Yeah.
Maybe after we had the quilting and all that. And then we'd have corn shuckings, too.
Well, how did that work? I've
well, the men would shuck the corn, you know, and
yeah.
the women would go in and cook.
I've heard sometimes they'd hide a red ear in the pile of corn.
Yeah.
Did you hear of that?
Yeah.
What happened if anybody found a red ear?
Well, I don't know, but I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
If you found a... I don't know what happened if you found a red ear, but that...
Sometimes I've heard that you got to kiss... the, priest girl or kiss somebody.
Well,
or that you got a drink of corn liquor.
I expect that is hit.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe you got some liquor to take home. I don't know. You got something special.
Yeah. I remember about the red ear, but I don't know whether somebody got to kiss somebody. I guess he got some liquor. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, on the quilting said, so where would you get the material? Like you said, sacks. Like, where would you go to
well,
buy?
Well, we'd save everything, sugar sacks. You used to get sugar in cloth sacks.
How big, how much?
Lillard's.
25 pounds?
Five? 10 pounds, you know, and we'd save, they used to save everything.
Mm-hmm.
And flour sacks, and of course, they could buy cloth real cheap, you know, and would always try to line the quilts without, you know, make
oh.
them good and soft.
Oh, my goodness. Where did you get that out in, like, the flannel? Where would you buy that? Where could you buy it?
Well, I think then you bought it at the stores.
Where? From around here? Which
yeah,
store?
Yeah, Mount to? Air, I guess. Or there used to be a little old store over at Ararat. Do you know where Ararat's at?
Mm-hmm. What name? Do you know what name?
Gable Key used to run the store over there.
Yeah.
And we used to go over there and buy things.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
How far from where you were growing up to get to that store? Do you remember?
It was about 6 miles, I guess, 5 or 6.
Who went to the store? Like Mama, Daddy? All
yeah.
Everybody?
Well, I remember when I was a little girl going to the store, too.
Yeah. How did you get there to the store?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
We used to go places in buggies.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we'd go to my grandma's
mm-hmm.
in a buggy. And if it was cold weather, my daddy would heat a rock, a big rock or something, and put in the bottom of that buggy to keep our feet warm.
My goodness. heat it on the fireplace?
Yeah, we didn't have nothing but fireplaces back then.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way we warmed the houses.
Yeah.
With a fireplace burning wood.
Yeah.
And he really kept it warm, too. My
did
daddy did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who cut most of the wood?
Well, he did, and my brothers.
Yeah.
My daddy and my brothers. See, I had 3 brothers.
Well, tell me about in your family, like your mom and daddy. And what was your daddy's name?
John Terrell.
John Terrell. And your mama's name?
Mary Alice.
Mm-hmm.
She's Mary Alice Brankley before she married my daddy.
How do you say that, Mary Alice?
Uh-huh.
What's the last name?
Brankley.
Brankley, like B-R-A-N.
K-L-E-Y.
Uh-huh. Did they live up, grow up close together, around neighboring farms? Like, where were her people from? Around?
Her folks was, well, since I can remember, they lived up close to Mount Air, but when my daddy and her married, they, I don't know how they lived.
But you know, when they married, did they come around here to live? or do you know?
They lived over close to Holler Springs Church. You know where that's at?
Mm-hmm.
That net setting.
Uh-huh. Yep. So they got married. Do you, and then tell me about the children, starting the oldest one in your family. Give me the names of the children.
Bessie Terrell was the oldest.
Mm-hmm. And then next?
Walter Terrell.
Yeah.
Minor Terrell.
Nine, like N-I-N-A?
Uh-huh.
Nine.
Mm-hmm. And Howard Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Terrell. And Myrtle Terrell. And Grace the baby.
What was that like?
I guess I was spoiled.
Did they give you special attention or let you get away with stuff?
Well, I guess so. I don't know.
Did they ever give you a hard time, or did you give them a hard time?
I don't never. I remember my mama whipping me one time with a switch.
Yeah.
And my daddy never laid a hand on me, I don't think.
And
that's
right?
The only time I ever remember getting any whippings or anything.
Do you know what you got?
Yeah, I know what I got for, and I know where I was at.
Where? What for?
I went over to the neighbor's and didn't come back when she told me to.
Yeah.
And she met me when I started home and whipped me with a little old switch.
She did.
And I can remember, I've never forgot that. I remember right where we sat.
My goodness.
But I know if my daddy ever struck me, I'd have remembered that too.
Because
all he had to do was look at me right hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know that's what he said.
Was that sort of the general way, say, in your neighborhood, would mothers be the ones to do switchings, or daddies, sort of, you know, who did the switching?
Didn't do no switching much at our house.
Just.
No, that's the only thing, that's the only one I ever got. I don't ever remember getting slapped or nothing.
Yeah. Do you know how old you were when she met you on the path? About how old?
No, I don't know. I was just a little girl.
Yeah. But you didn't do that anymore. I mean,
no, I don't know.
You came home when she told you.
I don't know. That was my biggest trouble.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, because when I went some part, I just couldn't leave when mm-hmm. the time come to leave because I wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my biggest thing I think I done.
Yeah. Sounds like you had a good time with friends. Did you always enjoy people
mm-hmm.
and friends?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have near close by neighbors?
Yes, that was close by where I'd gone to that day.
Do you know their names?
Yeah, it's Millard Simmons' family. They lived right there close, and they had girls, you know, about my age.
When you'd go over, did y'all play games or just visit? And what did you do when you went to visit?
Oh, well, we played games and just like that, you know, like Young's does.
Just had a good time.
Yeah.
Well, back in your family, like if you go back almost as far as you can remember, What are some things you think about at home? Tell me, what was it like to grow up in your house?
It was all right.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel?
Myrtle and me grew up sort of together.
Yeah.
And we was always raised real close.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my brothers always made lots of me, and he does still yet.
Yeah, which one?
Howard Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Sandhills now. He's real sick.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that. I want you to tell me a little bit about the food in your family, like for breakfast. What would y'all have for breakfast?
My daddy always grew hogs, you know. Mm-hmm. We'd have ham and sausage and meat. And we eat lots of cream gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
and sometimes I reckon maybe if we had corn, Mama would fix corn for breakfast, you know, and biscuits.
Yeah, just cut off corn, like creamed or
yeah,
just
cream
cut off
corn. Uh-huh.
Maybe with a little bacon grease in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
of course
like
we had cows, we had butter and milk. And I remember she would fry some sweet potatoes for breakfast. I remember that too.
Yeah.
They was good.
Yeah, we used to have that too. I like that.
And mm-hmm. yeah, with cream gravy or anything like that.
Yeah. Sliced and just sort of fried, just cooked in an iron skillet.
Yeah.
When you were little, what was your mama cooking on? How did you cook when you were a child?
Wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where she got the wood stove?
It was always there.
She might have got to a Gable Key store. I don't know. Yep. Country store. I don't know yet, but we had a wood stove.
Mm-hmm. Who brought the wood in? From
my daddy. Yeah. Of course, he fixed it. Us kids might brought it in. We brought it in, I think.
But he would chop it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, what did he do? You know, for how
he farmed.
Yeah, was that tobacco?
Corn. Tobacco and corn. And he grew lots of vegetables. I remember well, he grew lots of sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've heard of that people sort of mound up the ground and put all the slips in. How did he prepare that bed for the sweet potatoes?
To grow the slips.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what all he put in there.
Yeah.
But he fixed a big bed, you know, and put lots of stuff in it.
Like maybe 3 feet long, 3 or 4 feet long.
Yeah, and put stuff in there.
But you grew a lot of sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
So they grew well. If you think of all the vegetables that you all grew in the garden, can you, like, name them, like, start, like, onions, cabbage.
Yeah, all of that.
English peas. Sweet, what did you call those? Early peas or English peas?
English peas, I think.
Uh-huh. And what else?
And potatoes and beans. And then we grew, I know in the corn lots of time, we'd have corn field beans, you know, growing up corn. I remember picking them, too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. We'd go pick them, and I'd think it's good, you know. Mm-hmm. Seemed like everything was good back then.
Yeah, you know? It was good. See, 'cause I wonder why that was. Things just seemed to taste better.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a lot of hard work to grow all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, now, did your mama go out in the garden, or was it your daddy, or the children?
Yes, she would go out. We'd go out and pick beans. But of course, he mainly grew the garden, and he liked to grow it.
Yeah.
I remember one time he grew lettuce and had the biggest old heads.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing he growed, I don't think I ever eat any lettuce. He called it parsnips.
Oh, yeah, I know about parsnips.
Mama
used to love parsnips.
Yeah, and he liked them.
Did a lot of people around here have parsnips?
No, nobody have them, I know of.
Yeah.
I don't never remember how, I guess I eat them, but I don't remember that.
So like carrots, I never did get to taste that much, but Mama just loved them. She would always love parsnips.
I like carrots, but I don't remember how to, but I just remember him growing them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's amazing. And so you say he would plow the garden and maybe even plant it. Would he do the planting, or your mama do the planting directly?
Well, she might have helped, but she didn't work out so much.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I guess she had all she had to do in the house.
With the children.
And I guess the boys had to plant the garden.
Yeah, yeah. The older. How about Bessie? Did she do outdoor work?
Well, she married. She married before I could remember. Before I can remember her. I never remember her getting married.
So it was right much difference, say, between her age and your age. Mm-hmm. Do you know about how many, 10, 15 years more?
Well, I guess so. I guess so, because I can't remember her ever being at home before she married.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I remember Nina being there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember my oldest sister being there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, on the farming now, did your daddy own the land or did he rent
the land? No, he rented the land from Mama's sister.
From her sister?
Yes, since I can remember. Of course, they lived somewhere else before I was born. But I was born right over there, up this side of Ararat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was your mama's sister's name?
We called her Aunt Sis Armstrong.
Okay, that's fine. We can look it up, track it down. So she owned the land. Do you know about how many acres of tobacco they grew?
No.
Could you, or guess, was it a big crop, little crop of tobacco?
Well, I don't remember. I remember helping fix it.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. Like, when you were growing up, what did you do outside? Tell me.
Oh, I helped chop out corn and replant corn and sucker tobacco and helped in that tobacco.
Mm-hmm. How
I never did like to suffer tobacco.
You didn't?
No, it'd make me sick.
Oh, yeah.
I just hated that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about tobacco worms? Do you ever get to pick a worm?
Oh, yeah. But I wasn't afraid of them.
You were not afraid of worms?
No.
What was that like when you go out and start worming tobacco?
We just get them off and stomp them or sling them against the ground and kill them.
Yeah, yeah. When you wormed tobacco, was a whole crowd of you doing that, or just...
Well, most of the time, Myrtle and me was, my sister and me was working together, and maybe the boys was doing something else.
Yeah. Did you like working outside or not?
I didn't like to suck tobacco.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But yeah, yes, I reckon I did.
Yeah.
I grew up doing it anyway.
Yeah. And you said your mama maybe didn't do that much work out in the field.
No. I don't remember her going to the field much.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up.
Yeah.
I guess she had all she could do at the house.
Yeah. When she was growing up, did she work in the fields, do you reckon? Or do you
I don't know. I don't know what Mama done.
Yeah. I mean, did her family grow tobacco? Also?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, so you just grew up. Now, where would your daddy take the tobacco to market? Where did he go?
To Mount Airy, I think, then.
Yeah.
Or they went. They used to pack it in these big old...
bales?
Yeah,
like
big.
Like Cogsett's?
Yeah.
Those things.
And ship it to Winston. I remember packing it in that.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember seeing them packing it in that.
Did you ever help with that?
Yeah, I guess I did.
After it was all cured?
Yeah. And some back then they would cut the tobacco,
mm-hmm.
hanging on a stick, and I remember pulling them leaves off that stick after it's dried, you know.
They'd yeah.
put hanging on a stick in on a stalk,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'd cut it.
Cut the whole stalk.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
Yeah,
back.
They'd take these. They had these knives made for that, and they just split right down that stalk tobacco.
Yep.
And hang it on tobacco stick.
And then just hang that up in the barn to
mm-hmm.
cure it.
And cure it.
And then when it was cured, would
then
you
we had to pull them leaves off of it.
Off the stalk.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you pack those dried leaves like in the big hogshead,
yeah.
the great big things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did you ship them out from? How did you?
We shipped them out from Arrath, I think.
But how did you get them to Arrath from the farm?
I guess carried them in the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's the way you do.
And then when you shipped them, like how did they go out of Arrath? How did you get them out?
On train.
Ah, the train.
Uh-huh.
To
Winston.
To Winston. Well, now, would your daddy or somebody go with the tobacco, or did you just...
I guess they, I don't know. Well, he had a brother that worked at our house all the time. I guess somebody would go when it's to be sold. I can't remember everything like
yeah.
that.
Well, what did you do for money? Like, if you just, that was the money crop.
Didn't have much.
Right. I knew that, right. How did people cope? How did you get through from one year planting year to the next planting year?
I don't never remember going hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had cows and we had hogs and we had chickens and all that.
Yeah.
And then back then they dried things.
Yeah.
You know, I told you about the little house.
Yeah, but tell me again, sort of remind me about the little dry. Did they call it a dry house?
Yeah.
Yeah. How far was it, like from your kitchen door?
Oh, this. It was, they had this little dry house down on the branch. It was as far as from here to, not as far as from here, that house up there.
Several hundred yards,
yeah.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so,
I don't know why they had it down there on the branch unless it's to wash the apples. I guess that
yeah.
was the reason.
What things did your mama do that dry, and who did that?
Well, I asked my brother about that the other day, and he said, "Yeah, he had to keep the wood in."
Oh, like a tobacco barn,
yeah.
like a little
uh-huh.
little version.
Yeah, well, I think it just had one little furnace,
mm-hmm.
and they had fixed, you know, crates, things in there, and put the apples on.
Right, like a tray. I've heard of.
Yeah,
like a little wooden tray.
Yeah.
Almost 3 feet
yeah.
long.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. and. Sort of narrow,
yeah.
1 or 2 feet wide or
yes.
narrow?
Well, it'd be about this wide.
About maybe 18 inches
mm-hmm.
by 3 feet. Well, now, did they peel those apples before they dried them or just unpeel?
No, peel them. Sliced them up.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why they had it down on the Brink School. They had water there to wash the apples in, I imagine. I don't know.
Do you know what else they dried? Would they dry anything else besides apples? Do you remember?
Yeah, they dried, I know she dried sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. Because she kept them upstairs in a sack and we'd slip into them.
Oh, after they're dried. I've heard of that, that you could sort of chew on them.
Yeah, they're
sort
good.
Of tough, like mm-hmm. shoe leather. But
yeah.
Well, now, to do that, would it take a cooked potato and dry it, or
yeah,
raw?
Yeah, they'd boil the potatoes and then slice them up and dry.
Peel them after you boil them?
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether she dried them in that dry house or not. I don't know how, I don't remember how she dried them, mm-hmm. but she might have dried them, but she'd dry.
Yeah. Well, I've
and
heard
then she used to dry the apple peelings. She'd dry them, and I can remember that she had a big old white pitcher, and she'd put some of them peelings in it, you know, and put water in it, and make cider, and we thought it was so good.
My goodness. And she dried the apple peeling,
uh-huh.
and then would just add water and
yeah,
make cider.
And I remember she'd put them in a white, big old white pitcher, you know, and they'd sit so many days, and it'd be cider, and we'd think it was so good. Of course, we wouldn't drink it back.
Yeah, like an enamel pitcher or glass?
No, just stone.
Like a stone pitcher,
mm-hmm.
stone crock sort.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, that would be good.
Uh-huh.
But you're right, we probably wouldn't drink it now.
No.
What?
But it was real good then.
Yep. Well, what things would you buy at the store? Like, tell me all the things.
Well, we used to just didn't have to buy so much stuff. Soda and sugar and baking powders and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main thing. We grew the wheat and we grew corn
mm-hmm.
and grew the hogs and the cows and had butter and milk.
Yeah.
We didn't have to buy so much. We had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, where was the mill? Like, who took the wheat to the mill?
My daddy.
Yeah. Where was the mill? How far away?
The mill wasn't far from the house. It was over there, not far from. It's over there at the Bennett Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been over to Ash Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's between here. It's right close to Ash Hill. And it's right close to where we live.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, did he give over some of the wheat in exchange for getting it ground, or did he pay, you know, how did
I don't know which he done.
Yeah.
I guess he gave part of it. I don't remember.
What about cornmeal? Did you have cornmeal?
Oh, yeah, we had cornmeal and flour.
Ground the corn there. White or yellow?
White.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. White cornmeal.
Well, when you're working in the summertime in the fields, like you get up and have breakfast, and then for dinner, tell me about dinner time, people coming in from the field. What, you know?
Well, that's, of course, Mama had to stay at home and house and cook dinner. We'd have, I remember she used to make such good creamed potatoes.
Mm, white potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
And there was two apple trees right there, close to the house, and they'd be, there's May apples.